is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed
and every week at this time,
variety of
to help all the newcomers talk like quirky locals, we present historian Felix Bonneau with a feature we call All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, once again, we blame Captain Vancouver for yet another blunder, the misnaming of Hood Canal.
Yeah, we always pick on Vancouver for failing to notice the Columbia River. But so back in May of 1792, Captain Vancouver came across the entrance to a body of water, ended up being a long channel stretching about 50 miles from the lower end of Admiralty Inlet down to the Great Bend and then turning up to the northeast for about 11 miles. He wrote in his journal, early on Sunday morning, "We again embarked, directing our route down the inlet, which after the Right Honorable Lord Hood, I called Hood's Channel." Now, we'll get to who Lord Hood was in a moment. So Vancouver wrote that in his journal, Hood's Channel. On the chart, it was mistakenly written as Hood's Canal. And that was the name that stuck. The U.S. Board of Geographic Names officially accepted it. They dropped the possessive S off around 1917, so it became Hood Canal. So that shorter version, people have been using that name for a while. Now, people didn't like that word canal because it's not really a canal.
No.
It's a channel or an inlet. And there were two efforts by state legislators back in 1947 and 1951 to officially rename it Hood Inlet because they thought they were leaving tourist money on the table. If people wouldn't think, like, the name Hood Canal didn't match up with the scenic beauty. I mean, you've been there. You know how gorgeous it is. It's a natural inlet.
I mean, it connoted locks and dams and things like that.
That's what you expect. You expect to see sort of industrial things being dragged along the side, but that wasn't the case. And both those efforts failed. And just for whatever reason, it's just stuck, and we're stuck with the name Hood Canal. Now, the Right Honorable Lord Samuel Hood was a big naval hero in the Revolutionary War, and some would say that was for both sides. Place name expert James Phillips says Hood was called the Englishman who won the war for the colonies because of his failure to pick up Cornwallis's troops as prearranged, thereby leaving the general to defeat in the decisive Battle of Yorktown. I'm not a big Revolutionary War expert, but that sounds pretty damning.
So he's famous for screwing up.
But he helped us win, apparently.
Yeah, I got it.
He also signed the instructions for Vancouver's expedition, so he was sort of not the author of the journey, but he's definitely an important figure for what Vancouver was doing here in the Northwest back in the 1790s. One quick final fun fact. Mount Hood is also named for Lord Samuel Hood. And I came across a map just last week. It's in the Library of Congress collection, published in 1826. It shows the Mount Hood that we all know and love there in Oregon, but it also shows where Mount Rainier is, a second Mount Hood.
What?
On this map from 1826, there's
just
two Mount
Hoods.
They
all the mountains after the same guy?
And that's the only map like that anyone knows of. I've checked with a couple scholars, like Mount Rainier experts. No one's ever heard of this before, but for a while there was two Mount Hoods in some people's mind. And we'll have that at My Northwest later, but please don't use that map to go exploring this weekend. You'll get into trouble if you go looking for both Mount Hoods.
Felix Bonneau, all his features at MyNorthwest.com. Thank you, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.